Welcome to the Deep Dive. We're really excited today.
Me too.
We're jumping into the world of Seven Colonies. It's this upcoming series by Rick Lofton.
That's right. And Volume 1, The Commencement Day Massacres, it's landing July 7th, 2025.
Yeah, can't wait for that one. But today we've got some really interesting material directly from the author. We had a peek behind the curtain, you know?
Exactly. Yeah. We've been looking through his writings, and it gives you a real sense of how he built this universe. Today we're focusing on two really big pieces.
Okay, what are they?
The creation of the Evo species, who they are, why they exist, and the backstory of Dr. Orion. He seems pretty crucial.
Definitely. So think of this, everyone, as your shortcut, your insider look into Seven Colonies. We're digging into the core ideas, the stuff that makes this world tick. It should give you some great context before the books drop.
And maybe some surprises along the way.
All right, let's get into it. The Evo, where do we start?
Well, according to some excerpts from the author's novel, Lofton's initial motivation wasn't just, let's write cool sci-fi. No, it seems he wanted to tackle some really heavy themes, things humanity is grappling with right now.
Like what?
Like global warming, the, you know, ever-present danger of nuclear war, and this kind of global disunity we see. Big stuff.
Wow. Okay. So how does that translate into, like, aliens or new species?
That's where the Evo come in. It seems Lofton wanted to address the whole concept of race, but in a really unique way. He didn't just want to recreate human divisions.
So he created the Evo. What exactly are they?
They're described as half-human, half-animal hybrids, genetically engineered.
Engineered for what?
Engineered to evolve faster. That's the key part, accelerated evolution.
Interesting. So are they all the same, these Evos?
Oh, not at all. That's another fascinating bit from the material. It emphasizes huge diversity, like thousands of different ethnicities.
Thousands? Really?
Yeah. Each with its own culture, its own traditions, different ways of looking at life. And the important part seems to be that these differences are respected within their colonies.
So diversity isn't a source of conflict, necessarily.
It seems presented more as a strength, a source of richness for their society, which is, you know, a pretty hopeful concept compared to, well, us sometimes.
True. Okay, so biological marvels, engineered evolution, diversity. What else defines the Evo?
AI. Artificial intelligence.
Yeah.
It's not just a tool for them. It sounds like it's fundamental to their way of life.
How so? Central in what way?
Well, material from the author's blog suggests it's woven into, like, everything. They use it for spiritual guidance, believe it or not.
Spiritual guidance from an AI.
Yeah, offering advice, different perspectives, also for running businesses, managing their whole colony infrastructure. It sounds incredibly advanced and integrated.
So it's not just Siri or Alexa, then?
Definitely not. It goes deeper. Apparently, many Evo develop a personalized AI right from birth.
From birth?
Yeah. An AI that grows with them, learns their specific behaviors, how they talk, even their thought patterns.
Whoa. So it becomes like a proactive extension of themselves.
Kind of, yeah. It anticipates their needs, acts for them. It's described as almost a companion, an intrinsic part of who they are.
That's a lot to wrap your head around. Where did Lofton get these ideas about AI being so central?
Well, looking at his other writings, particularly stuff on his website, he talks about studying AI advancements in the real world quite deeply.
Ah, okay. So it's reflecting current trends.
Not just reflecting, but maybe extrapolating, right?
Yep.
He's clearly thought a lot about where AI is heading. And interestingly, he even mentions using AI himself.
The author uses AI in his work.
Yeah, he talks about using it for things like generating character ideas, helping with animation, even for projects like podcasts, comics, apps.
So he's walking the walk, basically. His own experience with AI is feeding into the fiction.
It really seems that way. The AI's role in Seven Colonies feels like a direct result of his own deep dive into what AI is and what it could become.
Okay, that gives us a much clearer picture of the Evo, very reliant on and shaped by AI. Let's shift gears now. Dr. Orion, what's his deal?
Right, Dr. Orion. The context here, based on excerpts from the novel, is pretty grim. Humanity has basically wrecked Earth.
Ruined it how? Like climate change, war.
The material suggests it's uninhabitable. Whatever happened, the bulk of humanity had to leave. They abandoned the planet.
A familiar sci-fi trope, leaving Earth behind.
Yes, but here's the twist. Dr. Orion didn't leave. He stayed. Him and a small group of scientists.
Why? What were they planning?
A contingency plan.
Yeah.
That was their goal. They stayed behind on this ruined Earth to create a new species.
Create, you mean? Like an Evo?
Well, eventually maybe, but not initially. Mm-hmm. The author's notes show his first attempts were focused on androids.
Robots. To do what?
To terraform the planet,
right?
To try and fix the mess humans made, reverse the damage. So the first thought was machines, not biology.
Okay, so androids first. Where does AI fit into Dr. Orion's story then? It seems AI is everywhere in this universe.
It absolutely is. Material from the author's blog confirms AI is central to Orion's work too. It connects to two key creations mentioned.
Which are?
The Guardians and the Evo themselves.
Ah, so AI was involved in creating the Evo too. Makes sense given how much the Evo rely on it. What about these Guardians? What are they?
The details are a bit sparse in what we've seen, but they're implied to be protectors, maybe. Assistants, something created by Orion using AI, likely to help manage or protect the environment he was trying to rebuild.
Okay, so AI is the common thread. And Lofton's own research into AI seems key here as well.
Definitely. Lofton mentions digging into AI right back to its sort of conceptual beginnings. He even references something called the Akashic in his writings.
The Akashic, what's that referring to?
From the context in the author's notes, it sounds like some kind of universal knowledge field, or maybe a foundational source of information that the advanced AI in his universe can access.
Like a deeper layer of reality or consciousness for AI?
Something like that. It suggests the AI in Seven Colonies isn't just complex code. It might tap into something more fundamental. It adds another layer to how AI functions in Dr. Orion's work and for the Evo.
Got it. So Lofton's clearly put a ton of thought into the how and why of AI in this world, linking it back to Orion's efforts and the very nature of the Evo species.
Precisely. It's not just a plot device.
Correct.
It's deeply philosophical, it seems.
Okay, so bringing this all together as we look ahead to the Seven Colonies release, what are the big takeaways for you?
For me, it's this incredible interconnectedness. You have the Evo, a species whose entire society, maybe even their individual consciousness, seems deeply bound to AI.
Right, from birth even.
And then you have their creator, Dr. Orion, whose desperate plan to salvage something on a ruined Earth also relied heavily on AI, both for his Guardians and for the Evo themselves.
So AI isn't just in the story, it's almost the foundation of the story, or at least this part of it.
Exactly. It's the bedrock, you could say. Understanding that connection feels really key to understanding the whole world Lofton is building.
Which leaves us, and you listening, with some pretty big questions to ponder, doesn't it?
For sure.
Like, what are the implications, ethically or existentially, of creating a species that's inherently dependent on artificial intelligence? Is that freedom? Is it vulnerability?
And what about Dr. Orion? What is his choice to engineer a successor species after his own kind failed, say, about responsibility, creation, maybe even hubris?
Heavy questions. Definitely things to keep in mind as you dive into the narrative. These themes seem baked right into the DNA of Seven Colonies.
Absolutely. So we definitely recommend checking out Rick Lofton's work if you can, and get ready for Volume 1, The Commencement Day Massacres. It drops July 7th, 2025.
Yeah, knowing this background about the Evo and Dr. Orion, it feels like we'll be able to appreciate the story on a much deeper level. There are probably even more connections waiting in the full story.
No doubt. It's going to be fascinating to see how it all plays out.
Well, thanks for joining us for this deep dive today.
Always a pleasure.
We'll catch you on the next one.